So, we're now on day 15. I should probably start saying day rather than episodes, because the amount of ones that I seem to be missing. So, what have we got? Today, I spent most of the day programming. And what kind of sucks is that yesterday I had a fascinating podcast with Peter O'Toole and Dan Madden, two awesome guys. I was at, a mini conference thing, a meetup over here in Huddersfield called Penchakusha. I think today or tomorrow is the official day for when it normally happens. And the idea is basically you get a bunch of people to do 20 slides for 20 seconds, and they've got to, you know, pick a subject and just talk about that, and that's the format. But what happened was after the show, we ended up going back. We recorded a great podcast about illustrations, being freelancers, and the magazine that Peter O'Toole runs, Dirt Cheap. And well, after it, it was an hour and a half. After it, I somehow managed to delete the actual audio file of us talking before we left there, which kind of sucks. But I'm going to get them to come and do it again. So far, that's twice now out of, I guess it'll be about 10, 11 podcasts altogether, two of which I've now recorded, and they've not been saved. You'd think I'd be pretty good at this, but I'm really not. So today, what I was thinking of talking about was actually the idea of these meetups and why they're interesting. I guess ironically they're both related, the two that were missing. One of them was with a guy that I work with called Asa Kalo, and he runs co-founders, essentially, a community center in the middle of Manchester called the Mad Lab. And what they do there is anybody can just host an evening, and what you find is you get all these really creative, interesting meetups going on. Today there was one about, I think it was called Sexy Geeks, about relationships. Which is kind of interesting. I'd put it on my calendar to go to, but I just got absolutely absorbed in what I was doing and realized that I'd missed a chance to go and see it. But these things are really, really cool, because I think you can really get a good view of the culture of a city by going to their kind of meetups, because it's not like going out drinking where you get just a lot of, you know, anybody goes. If you go to one of these meetups, it's usually people that are motivated to be doing things all the time. There's networking going on, but it's not always networking in the sort of cliche business form. More like when I went to the first one that I started going to in Huddersfield, I met probably about 10, 20 interesting people there that, you know, I've been in contact with since. And these were people that I didn't really know at all beforehand. So I think it's a good way to try and get your name out, do something interesting, and find people that also do stuff. They're a great source for this podcast, so I've just been picking them up as often as possible. But the one yesterday was cool. What happened was, there was Stuart Nolan, who is a guy I should be having on next week at some point. He's a speaker. He's definitely a public speaker. I think that's effectively his job. It's hard to say. But I know him as Magic Stu. So a guy, he's really good with magic. The first time I recall talking to him, he was like, think of a card. And he just kind of pulled the card straight out of me by asking a few questions and misdirecting me and making me say some things and slowly work the answer out. Very clever guy. and he was doing a speech, and eventually I ended up doing one that was completely unplanned. It was just there was a guy that was far too drunk to actually do his speech, so he kind of floundered around and said, "That was it, I'm not going to do it." And someone else picked up the torch and then passed it on, and I picked it up, and it was interesting. There was a lot of it's like trying to do a lecture with someone else's slides, and you don't know what's going to come up next. As they were mostly James Bond related, and as a man that doesn't really watch much movies, I didn't really have a clue what was going on. But it was fun. And like I woke up the next day, and suddenly there were 10 to 15 people following me on Twitter. So maybe that's how you get a lot of people to follow you. Public speaking. So today, Friday, Friday's one of the interesting nights for me in Huddersfield, simply because it's the only night that I really enjoy going out to like some of the ridiculous venues here, like the Camel Club. My friend DJ's out there, so I like to just go and hang out. There's always a different scene there. As a man that goes out drinking almost every day, the weekends are always a bit different because there's normal people there, or people that aren't out drinking every day. I guess it becomes a bit cliquey. And Fridays and Saturdays really give you a chance to get outside that clique. And I'm happy with that. Looking forward to it. But other than that, I spent, apart from my time working for the company, I started making a Spotify remote application so that you could do key commands to control Spotify, so like backwards, next, forwards, previous, next, pause, play. And then I did something that I'd found in an iTunes controller, which I thought was quite interesting, was a 5-minute pause. So specifically, you could tell Spotify to, 5 minutes, and then turn back on. Because the amount of times that, you've got a really brief interruption, and you just realize that you've got your headphones on, but you're listening to nothing for 2 hours. That's exactly what this 5-minute thing is made for. And I think it's a useful feature. But as with everything, mocking it up took 2 or 3 hours now. Now I just need to polish it and make it usable for normal people. But if I do that for the rest of this weekend, I think I could get it on the Mac App Store. And that'd be nice. I wouldn't charge for it. I have no need for money, but I think... plus, there's limitations on Spotify's end because they don't have something that you can talk to. So you have to brute force pausing and playing. It's kind of ugly and quite hacky. Yeah. So I was talking to Peter O'Toole as well. This magazine that he runs, a Huddersfield one, a graphic designer one called Dirt Cheap. And he was kind of interested in the idea that I can perceive code as being art. I can look at some beautiful code and I can say that bunch of text, that's beautiful. I can see exactly what the person's trying to say. They're doing it so succinctly that it's just readable and perfect. And he said he should do the spray spread on it, so see if I can wrap that up, and I'll talk to him about that. Another interesting point that came up today was my bandmate Floatstar PX, who is an awesome programmer. So at the moment he's just writing all these Xbox Live indie arcade games. He made Stick Arcade, he made a bunch of Stick 'em Ups, Stick Unleashed, and then he made Excruciating Guitar Voyage, which is this crazy ass kind of, it's a platformer, but the entire concept of the game is you've got to hurt the guy in order to get through some puzzles. It's a brilliant game. I've completed it twice, but yeah, you should go and buy it now. And it features Kiranon. It even features, I do voice acting for one of the guys in the game, and the soundtrack is very similar to my band. It's very cool. But he was talking about the idea that podcasts are too simple. I should be doing something auto-like was his best way to explain it. And I get what he means. Like, it's not... Technically, now, it's not a challenge. He says the only real difficult thing of what I'm doing now is actually doing it every day, which I'm failing at quite often. So, I don't know. I just wanted to shout that out. I want to keep this going. But it does mean that a lot of my side projects are getting pushed to the side. Side-er. In order to get these podcasts done. But they're fun. Like, I genuinely enjoy just sitting down and... It's not quite an interview, but it is kind of... me making sure we're trying to stay on topic. I think it says a lot about the city. That there's all these fascinating people here. They all have some kind of story to tell. It's just a matter of, you know, extracting it out of them and trying to get it online so everybody can find out. I think it could be an asset. And after being at our last the last meetup, I'm really kind of full of a Huddersfield nationalistic pride. To use a terrible metaphor. But we'll see. I think is the real thing. I got some ideas that I'd like to do that are based on Huddersfield as a city. Because I find it interesting. But I don't think I have the time to do that until I finish the podcasts every day. So we'll see how it works. Anyway, I'm going to call it at this.